Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you, Brian, for that introduction. I'm Bill McKeever, your host at Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm the founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Eric, yesterday we were discussing an article that was in the August 4th, 2011 issue of the Deseret News titled Mormon Defense League Launched. This is a new type of program that is being put out by the Foundation for Apologetic Information and Research, and they are going to be targeting the media looking for discrepancies or misconceptions that they are fostering that would put Mormonism in a bad light. Yesterday we were talking about what took place in Memphis a while back, where a reporter for a local station was talking about Mormonism and actually went out on the street and was asking people what candidate was, you know, running for the office of president, that if he believes he's a good person in his religion, that he will actually get his own planet. And of course the Mormons took very much offense at this and were able to get a spokesman to offer a rebuttal. As of this broadcast, we still have not heard, or we don't know what that person actually said, whether he agreed and said, yes, we do believe that, or that is a part of our teachings from Mormon leaders, or did he outright deny it? We don't know. But the question we're asking ourselves is, these groups that come out in our spokesman and supposed to defend what they actually believe against the character and the stereotypes, we're not against that. We're not against people defending what they actually believe. However, we need to again ask us, though, are these people who are in this kind of position actually defending their faith in an honest manner? And I've got to be honest with you, Eric, on this subject. I'm a little disappointed at the way some Mormons who write publicly, like write blogs, write articles on websites, describe the Mormon faith. Now, this whole issue about Mormons getting their own planet, Joanna Brooks, who writes a blog for Religion Dispatches, I've caught her many times misrepresenting the Mormon faith. We've done articles on this. And she's notorious for this, calling things folklore when they have certainly been taught by Mormon leaders in the past. And she complained about what took place in Memphis. And she went through and, rehashed the whole story. And then after talking about the question that this reporter asked, she says this. She says, sure, it's a distorting and sensationalistic caricature of Mormon beliefs to say all of us believe we're going to get our own planets. Now, okay, is that the catchphrase, all of us? I mean, is that where she's going with this? She's going to say, see, we don't all believe this. And if that's what she's trying to do, if that's how she's trying to spin this, people listen very carefully to what she's saying, because we are not even saying that all Mormons believe anything.
This is one of those witnessing tips we talk about all the time, Bill. You never tell a Latter-day Saint what he or she believes. Rather, you ask them the question, what do you believe about? And so to say, and just because a Latter-day Saint doesn't believe a particular doctrine doesn't mean that is not what Mormon leaders had taught and what is official Mormon teaching.
And that, of course, is the big thing. Because a lot of times these apologists, they will use phrases like this. Well, that's not official doctrine. What in the world is official doctrine then? Because the Mormon Church has not, throughout its entire history, had a single definition for what is and is not official doctrine. And that's what makes it difficult. And I think that's why you find a lot of these perceived misconceptions. They actually go back to the Mormon Church and the Mormon leadership and things that they have said. And these things have trickled down among the membership. And now you have these very clever apologists that will get out there and they will spin this so cleverly, and they will use words like this. When Joanna Brooks actually says, you know, to say that all of us believe we're going to get our own planets. Well, there's probably a lot of Mormons who have never heard that before. But that doesn't mean that they were this topic was never taught about in the past. She goes on to say, you could sit in your local Mormon church for a month of Sundays and hear no reference to it. You could probably sit in your local Mormon church and not hear a lot of topics discussed for a month of Sundays. Does that mean that was never taught by Mormon leaders?
Well, you could probably sit in a lot of Christian churches for a year and probably never hear the word Trinity, perhaps. Well, therefore, do they not believe in the Trinity? You could go both ways. Just because
it's not,
I'm talking about Christian churches versus the Mormon
church. Oh, you're talking about, okay,
yeah,
I understand.
Christian churches, are the same way. You're not going to go over every single doctrine and every single teaching in, maybe even a year, but it's an implied belief by most Latter-day Saints that when they die, the celestial kingdom will be made up of godhood.
Well, get this. She goes on to say, even among Orthodox Mormons, talk of planets, and then in parentheses, she says, and the American location of the Garden of Eden, another matter ridiculed by Ferguson, this journalist, is the subject of gentle insider humor, a nod to older strains of Mormon belief and folklore. Wow, that's not what that guy told us when we were out at Adam on Diamond a few months ago. He took that very seriously. In fact, he outright told you that any Mormon that believes that the Book of Mormon lands were down in Central America, they don't know what they're talking
about.
He took it very seriously.
And he was a Mormon older man missionary. I mean,
But notice what Brooks says. She talks about a nod to older strains of Mormon belief and folklore.
Folklore. There's that
folklore.
Word again.
Yeah. This is always coming up with these people. And again, listeners, you've got to be discerning. You've got to be careful about what's being said out there. Certainly, if you want to know what the Mormons believe, I don't have a problem with people asking Mormons. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get an honest answer. It doesn't even mean that you're going to get a correct answer. Because we have found from experience that many times, many Latter-day Saints are not familiar with their own history and doctrine. Let's talk about this. She says this idea of not getting your own planet as if it was folklore. Well, okay, we have Brigham Young, for instance. Brigham Young actually taught, all those who are counted worthy to be exalted and to become gods, even the sons of God, will go forth and have earths and worlds like those who frame this and millions on millions of others. This is in the Journal of Discourses, Volume 17, page 143. Now, again, that's a Journal of Discourses. Even though the Mormons included that on their CD when you would buy this package of Mormon works, the Journal of Discourses was included in there, so the Mormon Church was selling it. And though a Mormon might want to argue about that, we could do a whole week on the Journal of Discourses alone. But here's Brigham Young making that comment. We have Orson Pratt. Orson Pratt was a Mormon apostle on August 20th, 1871. This is what he said. This is also found in the Journal of Discourses, Volume 14, page 242. As our Father and God begat us, sons and daughters, so will we rise immortal, males and females, and beget children, and in our turn form and create worlds, and send forth our spirit children to inherit those worlds, the same as we were sent here. And thus will the works of God continue, and not only God himself and his Son Jesus Christ have the power of endless lives, but all of his redeeming offspring. Now here's a Mormon apostle that's also saying that they are going to have these worlds, or as this reporter used the word planet, it's the word that really means the same thing. Now, we also have, back in the 19th century, Moses Thatcher. Now, Moses Thatcher was a Mormon apostle. He's probably not one of the more well-known Mormon apostles of the past. But in the Journal of Discourses, Volume 26, page 305, he also talks about this. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth it understanding. The sinful who listen and obey are led to repentance, and through the doors of baptism of the water and spirit are brought out of wickedness to the enlightenment of pure knowledge. Until in obedience to heavenly law, they secure the keys of power, authorizing them to pass by the angels, inherit glory, become heirs of God, joint heirs of Christ, and having abiding in them eternal lives, shall beget, throughout the endless ages of eternity, the souls of the children of men to the honor and glory of God, and create and have dominion over worlds. So Eric, here again, we have it.
I have another one, Bill, that's more current. It's 12th President Spencer W. Kimball. And Spencer W. Kimball says, brethren, 225,000 of you are here tonight. I suppose 225,000 of you may become gods. There seems to be plenty of space out there in the universe. And the Lord has proved that he knows how to do it. I think he could make, or probably have, us help make worlds for all of us, for every one of us, 225,000. Now, he's speaking at a general conference. This is the Ensign Magazine Conference Edition, November 1975, page 80. Very clearly, it's being taught that the worlds are available.
Well, we also have Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the Mormon Church, in his book, Doctrines of Salvation, volume 2, page 48. Now, I should also mention that this quotation can also be found in a correlated manual called Achieving a Celestial Marriage Student Manual, 1976, page 132. This is what Joseph Fielding Smith said. To become like him, speaking of God, we must have all the powers of godhood. Thus a man and his wife, when glorified, will have spirit children who eventually will go on an earth like this one we are on and pass through the same kind of experiences, being subject to mortal conditions. And if faithful, then they also will receive the fullness of exaltation and partake of the same blessings. There is no end to this development. It will go on forever. Now listen to this, folks. We will become gods and have jurisdiction over worlds, and these worlds will be peopled by our own offspring. Sounds pretty similar to what Mormons believe we're doing here, right? Elohim is over this world. This is really his reward for being a good human when he was once a man. Again, they may call it folklore, but Mormon leaders did teach it. If Mormons, in fact, have leaders that are called by God to lead the church, the only true church, as they claim, then we have to ask, why aren't Mormons believing what they said?
I mean, if it's true what Joanna Brooks is saying, that it's folklore, then she should be able to bring out evidence to disagree with everything they were quoting here, Bill.
She doesn't. She just dismisses it out of hand. And again, as we were mentioning yesterday, we have to wonder, what is this Mormon Defense League? Now, she's not a part of this. I don't think she's in any official capacity. That's put out by FAIR. But we have to wonder, what kind of things are they actually going to say? Are they going to be so honest as to admit that these things were taught? And if so, what is a Mormon going to do with that? I mean, FAIR would probably dismiss it. But is that what a faithful Latter-day Saint should do if they really believe that their leaders in the past were faithful spokesmen for God?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.